He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We are on show 361. Interesting gadget today. A few weeks ago, I did a review. Maybe a month ago, I did a review on the Z-Moto Pan Tilt camera. And I don't know if you remember this one. It was a small little camera, and it worked quite well. It came with the camera. It pan tilted and zoomed, and had two switches with it, so you could put them on the door, two doors, two windows, combination thereof, and it worked pretty good. So what we're going to do this week is take a look at the sister or brother camera to this, and this is the Z-Moto Pivot. And this is what it looks like. This is the box that it comes in. Definitely a more attractive camera, a larger camera. This works very much the same way. What's nice about this particular camera is that, in my opinion, the lens, I believe, is a little bit better on this device than the other one. The pictures, for whatever reason, just seem a little bit sharper, a little bit clearer to me, and I like that. Now, the thing that I don't like about this camera is this is only a pivot camera, so it will only go left to right. However, it goes 360 degrees, so that's going to go all the way around, which is kind of nice. I like that. This also will track the motion and stay with it 360. So if someone's walking across, it will pick that up and follow them walking across. This also can be controlled just as the other camera in coordination with the two switches that come with it. And this is a good bonus feature, quite frankly, that Z-Moto provides for you. These switches are nice. As I said, you can put them on the door or window. And if either of these switches are broken, if someone opens the window or opens the door, the camera, because it's 360, will swing around and capture that motion. This also has a built-in memory, I think, of 16 meg, so it will give you quite a bit of internal storage, if you will, at least for the 36 hours or thereabouts. You don't have to buy an SD card. It already comes, if you will, packed in there with internal memory. So that's all good. Setup is pretty straightforward. And again, this does not tilt up and down. It just pivot. It will just turn around. So one of the things you've got to be sure is when you put this in the room, that whatever level you're at, if you want to put it on the floor, you're only going to get the floor. This doesn't zoom, tilt up or tilt down. So that pan, tilt, zoom, that tilt is very important. This is great if you have a bookshelf and you're up high and you can get the whole area. It does have a nice lens on it, as I said. It will work in the dark, which is also very good. And very simple to set up. You can have multiple Z-Moto cameras within the software. And it will hook up to the Droid's operating system or the iOS. I have mine hooked up to the iOS, and it does a great job, as I said. So it really depends upon what you want. I find that this camera, it looks a little bit nicer, and as I said, it gave a little bit better picture. There's no question about that. As you can see, there are a lot of features in this. It does come with a Bluetooth built-in speaker, and that is a very nice option. The speaker's not the best, but it's certainly functional and certainly will do. The other thing that this device has, and I like, is that on the software, you have a little button push to talk, so you can actually push the app wherever you're at, if you're out of town or, you know, out of the country or whatever the case may be. And if you push the talk to the push to talk button on the application itself on the smartphone, you actually can have an intercom and have an exchange between your kids or whatever, or the robber, between the actual pivot camera and yourself. So that's kind of a nice feature. As I mentioned earlier, it connects up to, you know, the doorbell or whatever Z-Moto accessories that you have. So it does a pretty good job in general. The difference between this camera and the other camera that we looked at, the pan tilt zoom, is of course this doesn't tilt up and down, but it is a Bluetooth speaker. I think the 1080p is a little bit better here because of the lensing on it. And it also has a built-in 16 gig memory card built into this. So all of those features are nice. It just depends what you want. Let's take a quick look at the pricing now, and we'll see that this is quite affordable. If you go on to Amazon, they are selling this for $82, let's call it $81.99, close enough to $82, and that's on Prime, so you get free shipping. And you're also going to get, as I mentioned, the two switches for the doors and or windows, whatever combination you want to use. So for $81, it's a fairly good buy, no question about it. However, if you really look on Amazon, here's a phenomenal buy. Here's the same camera for $60 on Prime refurbished. I got to tell you, I have no problems whatsoever buying refurbished equipment, just none whatsoever. It's certified refurbished, means you're going to get the same warranty, and for $60 with those two switches, that's a tough one to beat. And the quality, as I said, is very good. The app is very good, and $60, you're not going to go wrong. If you need a second camera or even a first camera, it's pretty good. If you want it for a baby camera, that's okay too, as long as you don't need that tilt function. So for $60, I think that's a real good deal, no question about it. And it is called the Zimoto Pivot. Zimoto Pivot. And I think you'll be very happy with it, quite frankly. Let's get started today with the show and take a look at some apps. I have some very cool apps this week, and I'm using mostly all of these apps. I've tested them all out. This next app is totally free, and it's only available for the iOS, for the iPhone, iOS products, the tablets, and also the phones. But this is really nice. This is called Wide Show. So you take all these pictures with your camera, and what this will do is it will play it back for you and create really nice pano videos, beautiful slideshows. It's very quick. Window Show is a simple and brilliant photography app. It's not built for taking pictures, but rather for displaying them in a wonderful manner. You would buy an expensive camera and spend a lot of money on that, but here's an app that will take those expensive photos or those cool photos or panoramas that you've just taken and create really nice slideshows. It's very simple to do, and I highly recommend it. And again, you can't beat the price because it's free. So if you really are into photography, and even if you're not, you want to show the family photos and you want to look professional, this is definitely the way to do it because everything is automatic. You can't go wrong with that. All right, here's another app for you, and this is called A Time Logger 2. This is the second app that they've made, and this is a time tracker and a time sheet. This is not available on the Droid operating system, but there are other apps very similar to this, very similar. But what this will do is it will track your time with a single touch. So if you're a lawyer or a doctor or an Indian chief, whatever the case may be, and you have many different projects and you want to track your time, if you're a repair person or whatever it is that you need to track different projects, how much time you spend in each one, this is definitely the app. Spending only a few minutes a day on this app will get you daily, weekly, and monthly statistics in forms and diagrams and graphs. Using this app, you'll be able to control and manage your time. So this is really nice if you have to track how much time you're spending with the client. This is definitely the app to use. It's very, very simple, and I think you're going to like it. And again, it's totally free. So free is free, but you know these apps are pretty good, and you got to check them out. Now, this one is interesting. I've tried this out, and it definitely says what it will do, and it does it. This is called ALook Browser, and what it is it's a browser that's supposedly twice as fast as any other browser. What I like about this browser is that there's no push, there's no news, there's no ads. You got a 23 megabyte boosting buffer under this. In less than 1 second. So you're going to load supposedly 23 megs in less than a second. That's pretty hard to do, but as I said, I do see At least my perception is that this is a little bit faster than the typical browser that I use. You also have optimization switches on this. It gets a great rating. It's 4.5 out of 5 stars. So I'm still fooling around with it. I definitely like it. I do notice that the videos seem to play significantly quicker. Again, there's a lot that goes into making that determination. I could have a better connection where I'm at. So right now, I like it, but I got to test it out more. It's free if you'd like to try something that's supposedly twice as fast, and it very well may be. This is a great app for you to check out. And again, it is called A-Look Browser. A-Look Browser. Now, this app, I've mentioned it once or twice, maybe once before. I am starting to use it, and what I'm finding is it's getting better over time. Now, I don't know if they're doing fixes to it or it just memorizes what types of things you do, but it's a very clever app. It's called Google Lens, L-E-N-S, and this is what it looks like. It is designed to take a picture of something, and it will allow you to get information of it. So if you have a device and you don't know what it is, you can take a picture of this, put this under your camera lens, turn on the Google Lens app, and boom, it will tell you about it. It will identify plants, it will identify pets, it will give you your location. That's what I use it for, because I have a horrible sense, a real bad sense of direction. That's a whole nother show, but this works really well, and I'm starting to like it. I'm surprised it only has a 2.6 rating. It's totally free, and this is compatible with all your devices as far as I know. So you may want to check that out. It's an interesting app for sure. Now, this next app is really very interesting. It's called Telegram, and this is a pure raw, if you will, messenger. The pure instant messaging is simple, fast, and syncs across all your devices. There's over 2 million active users on this for the last 4 years. This is the fastest messaging app on the market, connecting people and distribution networks that you may set up. It's synced. You can send unlimited media files without any limits to the size and type. Your entire chat history will require no space on the device, and it's securely stored by the Telegram cloud for as long as you need it. So if you're doing a lot of SMS, this might be good. This also has a powerful video and photo editing component to it, and it's pretty good. What I like about it is it's 100% free, and there are no ads, absolutely no ads. Now, this last app, I really like this. I've had several situations where I forgot about that this app actually exists, but it's really nice. It's fault. It's called Total Companion. And what this will do, it's a Microsoft product, but this is an easy way to move your photos and your videos from your phone to your PC. Photo Companion works with Microsoft Photos, which is a program that's already comes with your Windows 10 on your PC. So it will transfer the photos directly from your phone and or your videos over the Wi-Fi. All you have to do is make sure that your PC and your phone are on the same network so they can exchange and talk to each other. It works pretty well, and I'm surprised how fast it is. It's not a very well-known app, and I get that because everybody doesn't have this particular problem. Personally, I don't like iTunes. I hate iTunes. I've always hated iTunes, so I try not to use it. But if you're in a situation, and I have both PC and Mac, although I use my PCs a lot more than the Macs, if you're in a situation where you want to transfer photos, this is a very quick, almost a no-brainer way of doing it. And just check it out. Again, it's totally free, and I think that you will enjoy that app. If you have a particular way or method that you use to transfer, whether it's one of these types of things where you plug it into your phone and loads it onto a an internal memory, or you use a hard drive, or you use a particular software, not iTunes. Let me know. I'd love to know what other people are doing to transfer your photos from your phone to your PC or to a disk. I have several methods. I might spend a show just showing you the three or four ways that I have. I have a huge WD Western Digital disk that you can actually take the SD card and put it right into the hard drive and transfer all your files automatically. Those are pretty cool, and right now I think that's the best system. That said, I do like this Photo Companion app because sometimes I'm not close to that WD disk, or I've loaned it out or whatever. So that is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'll see everybody next week. Thank you, and so long.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.